Good morning. I know our numbers are thin this morning, right? My goodness. Canada turned 150 and it's like no one showed up. All right, no problem. It's okay, you know, because the Lord says where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there. So we can expect the Lord to speak to us this morning. We're going to hear, Doris is going to come up and read the word for us this morning. So Doris, this microphone over here.
So I'm reading from Galatians 5, 16 to 17, and then 19 to 24. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things you want to do. Now the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. Mm-hmm. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law.
Right.
And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires.
Wow, good, wow. Man, I don't even think we need a message anymore, right? That is just too powerful. This morning we're going to talk about warfare and fruit. And I'm going to start this morning with about 5 minutes of just sharing with you just what I kind of go through almost every single morning. So every morning I wake up and I go to my office. How many morning people do we have here? Come on. Are there any? No, we do have a few morning. Okay, the rest of you are night people, night owls? That's right. I'm definitely a morning person. So every morning I wake up, I go to my office, and it's there that I begin my day. And it's there that I have a choice to make. Will I remain in myself? And by myself, I mean this. In my independent ways. Will I remain in my stubbornness of having to do things my way? Will I remain in me complaining about other people or other situations? Is that how my day is going to start? Or will I get freshly connected with Jesus? That's the choice I have every single morning. You know, that choice often turns into a battle of my will, my mind, and my heart. Myself will say these kinds of things to me. You can take the day on all by yourself, Ian. You're strong. You're talented. You're gifted. Even if the day presents all kinds of challenges to you, hey, you can do it. You can handle them. You know, sometimes I have a busy schedule that day. I know we're all faced with that at times. And so, you know, you get the same kind of talk. I get it. You've got a busy schedule today, and you really don't have a lot of time to pray. So here's what I would suggest. Just read your Bible and you're good to go. That's the kind of things that we hear. That's the kind of struggle that goes on will I remain in that realm? Or will I get freshly connected with God? And so the Spirit is often urging me inside, saying, pray. Worship God. Put God first. Don't rely on yourself. Don't rely on you to get you through this day. Start with God. Get his help from the beginning of this day. Don't pay attention to your tired body. Have you heard that before? Don't pay attention, especially first thing in the morning, right? So even though you're a morning person, sometimes you still got those tired things. Don't pay attention to your tired body. Don't pay attention to your busy schedule. Start your day with God. And so this is the conflict. This is the warfare that I often have first thing in the morning. And the choice I have to make is simple. Will I allow God's Spirit to direct and steer my day? Or will I direct and steer myself through the day, relying on my feelings and relying on my thoughts and my logic and my reactions? That's the choice I have to make. Am I going to allow the Spirit to steer me and guide me and direct me through the day? Or am I just going to do it all by myself? Because as a Christian, you have that choice. Well, here's what I've noticed. I've been following the Lord now for over 35 years. And that may not be a long time, but I've learned a number of things during those years. The way I start my day matters. The way I start my day matters. If I align myself, if I allow the Holy Spirit to refresh me again and get me connected again to God, my day goes a certain way. But if my day starts where I win and I don't have time and, you know, I'll pray later, my day goes another way. And I'll give you an idea of what that looks like. When myself wins the battle, when I wins the battle, when my stubbornness wins the battle. Do we have any stubborn people here at all this morning? Has your, all right, I love the honesty that I'm seeing. You know, we got a few brave souls who are just raising their hands saying, that's me. It's usually those of us who are a little bit older. When my ferociously independent self wins the battle, this is how my day goes. My thoughts, the thoughts that I have about people, the thoughts that I have about situations are very impure. I argue a lot. I have a lot of opinions. I mean, look, anybody who knows the Brinksman family, you know we have opinions, and we are not afraid to let those opinions be known. That's if you know the Brinksmans, you know that. But if I start my day and I have not had any real sweet, fresh contact with Jesus, oh my goodness, those opinions are everywhere. I get angry at really bad drivers. So, okay, the guy in the picture is not yawning. When I don't start my day with God, I'm jealous of other people very quickly. I'm selfish, and I want things to go my way. And I could probably take a lot longer telling you about the way my day goes, but I don't want to. I just want to give you a little bit of a glimpse. But when my day starts with a fresh contact with the Spirit and Him urging me to get to God and me getting to God, my day goes in a different way. My day goes this way. The love that I have for people extends further and it goes deeper. I'm not bothered by the guy who doesn't drive that well. I'm able to fulfill my commitments. I don't make excuses. I care for people a whole lot more. Now, you know, here's one thing I don't want you to do. Because, you know, you might be thinking, whoa, wait a second. You know, it seems like if you get your life lined up with Jesus and the Holy Spirit is working within you, you have no troubles in the day. That is not true. Do I have issues and struggles and do I fail during my day? Come on, tell me.
Yes.
Wow, you know me well. It's not like, okay, I push the magic button and like everything just goes so well and, you know, like red carpets roll out before you as you're working, you know, walking to work or walking to school and people applaud you as you're walking in. Life doesn't work that way. Life is still the same. You still got to get on the TTC. And you still got to stand next to the person who is annoying you or maybe didn't take a bath. And I'm not saying that in any kind of a judgmental way, but that's life, isn't it? That's life. It's not like, you know, you press this button, I contact Jesus, and my life all of a sudden gets a whole lot better. It doesn't. But here's what does happen. Your responses to your day change. Because you've got something going on with God inside. If I lose my temper, I will repent and apologize a whole lot faster than if I started my day just in myself. Okay, let me just check with you. How many of you have you have the same struggle like that? You have that same kind of struggle? Yeah. This is common for Christians. And we're going to dive right into this morning. Because we have two opposing natures within us. The flesh and the spirit. Doris read it for us right now. The flesh is one. I'm going to call it a force. And I'm going to call the spirit an opposing force. Not that we know the spirit is not a force. The spirit is a person. But just for the sake of illustration. This morning I want to see what kind of warfare do we as Christians go through? What is common for us to go through? And I hope we get this point. When we battle well, when we win, when we align ourselves well with God, we see some really awesome fruit in the end. Okay, let's talk about this daily battle. Let me just read some of these verses for you again. We had Galatians chapter 5, verses 15 and 16, because I want you to see this in God's word. Autumn, if you could bring those up for me, please. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. We'll get to that in a second. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. Do you see the warfare that's going on here? If you are a Christian, you've got live fire going on inside of you. The flesh has got its desires and it's pressing you a certain way. And the spirit has his desires and he's urging you to go another way. And this kind of warfare goes on and on all day. But it starts the moment you wake up. Or your eyes open. So I just want to spend a little bit of time. Autumn, if you could go back to that flesh slide one more time. I just want to give you a little definition. The flesh is our sinful nature that we inherited from Adam. And so if you look at some of the verses that we just had up, it says, the flesh has sinful desires and passions. If you remember some of the works of the flesh, there's things like sexual immorality, there's idolatry, there's fits of anger. All of these exhibit the flesh. Those are the things that are within us, and those are the things that often come out from us. Romans 7:18 says this, there is nothing good in your flesh. Now, here's one thing I want to make very, very clear, because we've done a lot of work over the last number of weeks helping you to see your human body is really important to God. That when I say flesh here, I am not talking about your human body. I am talking about the sinful nature that is within you, and it's driving you to do sinful things. It's driving you to think sinful things. It's driving you to say sinful things. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about this flesh, your flesh and blood, okay? The flesh has nothing good in it. The flesh is what urges you inside to be totally autonomous or total autonomy. That means this, to be accountable to no one. It means to be responsible to no one. That's your flesh. Your flesh wants total autonomy. To obey no one. To respect no one. That's your flesh. That's my flesh. Our flesh also thrives on selfishness and self-centeredness. Now, in case you haven't noticed, or in case you haven't figured this out yet, your flesh, my flesh, that is your default setting. Do you understand what I mean when I say default setting? When you wake up in the morning, do you just, like, you know what? You look on Google and you say, wake up in the morning. Like, you ever do this? Wake, because I was looking for images for this message. Wake up. And you see people jumping out of bed, full of joy. Is there anybody in this room who actually does that? Thank you very much for your honesty. I don't believe you, but it's okay. We just don't operate that way, right? When we wake up in the morning, whether we're morning people or not, we are groggy, we are grumpy. And some people don't talk to them before they've had their first cup of coffee. Our default setting, where we start like every single day is, ugh, it's flesh. It's just there. And it's important that we get it. So the flesh, here's the other thing. The flesh hates the things of God. And that's why you have the warfare. So you're determined every morning, I'm going to get up and I'm going to spend 5 minutes, 10 minutes with Jesus. You got a new fight on your hands. But if you say, you know what, I'm just going to get up, I'm going to have a coffee and I'm going to go to work, you're not going to have almost any fight at all. But the internal fight comes when you're trying to get engaged with the Holy Spirit. The flesh hates the things of God and prefers to get satisfaction from power, pleasure, prestige. That is our default setting. Are you happy that you have a God who rescues people? Because if he left us like this, we are in trouble, and this earth isn't going to last long. I have a grandbaby. I have two, but this is the one I'm going to talk about this morning. This is Eden. She's so precious, but she's starting to get her real personality coming out. And so last Sunday after church, we were having a barbecue at our house, and she decided it was raining that day. So she decides, I'm going to wash Daddy's car, which is nice. And so she's there in my driveway, and she's, you know, washing Daddy's car and everything else. And then her mom said, Eden, it's time for lunch. Put down the hose. The answer was no. And her no is getting more determined. You know, her no is not like no with a question mark anymore. Like, no. You gotta test her limits. Hers is like, no. And when you say, put it down, no. You can go on. I mean, no, it just fires out. And it fires out with, you know, it's got some ferocious nature behind it. And she is so sweet. However, anybody who tried to take the hose from her got sprayed. Okay, what is that? That's the beginning, right? That's her flesh. That's just coming, it's coming out. It's not the way she's going to end up, but that's her nature, right? Her sinful nature is starting to show itself. Well, like I said, I'm so glad that God didn't just leave us like that. Rebellious, hateful, self-centered. That's the way we are by default. One day, you and I heard about Jesus dying on the cross to take care of all of our sinfulness. And what's better, we didn't just hear it, we believed it and we received it. And it was at that very moment the Holy Spirit came to live in your heart. God's Spirit entered you that very moment, that very day, and he began speaking into your life. And like I said earlier, now you have a battle. Your flesh wants to steer you in one direction. Live in sinfulness. Live in your desires. Live in your passions. And the Holy Spirit wants to direct you in another way. Live a godly life. And we'll talk a little bit more about that later. The battle just doesn't stop. So think about how God has rescued you and is daily rescuing you. He has put his Spirit within you. Amen. He didn't just leave you with that default setting. He says, I get it. You have that default setting, but I'm not going to leave you alone. If you will receive what my son has done for you on the cross for your sinfulness, I will put my Spirit inside you. Now you don't just have to follow like a slave your sinful flesh and your sinful nature. Now you have someone who is more powerful than your flesh. Isn't that great? You know, and it's not like equal and opposing forces. It's not like, okay, my flesh has this much and the Spirit only has the same amount. No! The Spirit is amazing. The Spirit has way more power than your flesh. And that's why it's so important. That's why when Doris is reading those verses, what does Paul say? I say, walk by the Spirit, and you won't gratify the desires of your flesh. The Spirit is way more powerful than your flesh. You don't have to say yes to your flesh. You can actually say no. Let me show you a quote from John Piper. A Christian is not a person who experiences no bad desires. Are you happy now? Like, whew, all right. A Christian is a person who is at war with those desires by the power of the Spirit. The Spirit has landed in you to do battle with the flesh. Amen? Isn't that good news? So take heart if your soul feels like it's a battlefield at times. The sign of whether you are indwelt by the Spirit is not that you have no bad desires, but that you are at war with those desires. Isn't that good? That should help you a lot. There is somebody who's inside of you who is there to wage war. Now let me show you those works of the flesh one more time. Look at these things. If you can just bring up the works of the flesh, you can see them for yourself. I'm not going to spend any time with them at all, honestly, because they just are what they are. What I want to do is just bring you, because those are things that just come. You will work hard to get these things to happen. They are going to happen in your day if you start your day the wrong way. Now don't get me wrong. If you're not a morning person, you say, Ian, I need my cup of coffee and I will get to the Spirit, but I can't do it right away. Look, engage with God in some way. And look at the fruit that will come out of your life. Love, joy, peace. Do you want these things? Yes. These things come from the Holy Spirit. These things come from engaging with the Holy Spirit. These things do not come from your default. Now, do you have love in your default? Some of you are probably thinking, wait, I can love without connecting with the Spirit. It's true, but your love is usually self-seeking. I love you as long as you'll give me something in return. I'll love you as long as there's something in it for me. That's usually the way we are. That's our default setting. But we have real love. Love that doesn't consider what's in it for me, but is self-sacrificial. and will lay down its life for others. We have a joy, we have peace, we have patience, we have kindness, we have goodness, we have gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. Do you see this fruit in your life? This is more evidence that you have the Spirit living within you. Not just the warfare, but the fruit. The warfare, you're going to feel it a lot more. The fruit, you should be starting to see these things. Fruit comes because the tree is healthy. When you're connected with God on a daily basis, you will see this kind of fruit. And here's what I will say, because I know some of you are probably thinking, well, wait, I don't see all of those items of fruit within me. Some of those items of fruit, and for every person in this room, it's going to be different. Some of them will show up right away, and they'll just blossom, bloom. But there's other things, like maybe for you, it's patience. And God is working on that. God is producing that. God may need to take you through some things, but that patience is starting to form. Think about it like a flower, like a tree. You do see the buds. It's there in a small form, and it already starts to exhibit itself. So don't be hard on yourself and say, well, Ian, I don't see a lot of goodness in me right now. You keep connecting with the Holy Spirit. You keep connecting with God. And this is not maybe. This is a promise. If you're connected to the Spirit, these kinds of things will come. I'm going to ask the musicians to come up. We're going to have the Lord's table. The Lord's table is a wonderful thing because it speaks of the death of Christ and the resurrection of Christ. There's bread and there is juice or wine here this morning. If you are a believer in Jesus, if you have received him into your heart, we welcome you to participate. As the elements come around, please feel free to eat. If you have not yet received Jesus as your Savior, just let the things go by. That's not a problem at all. I'm just going to ask the brothers if they could come up and they could pray for us, and then we'll pass those out.